The Greater Syracuse Land Bank celebrated its fifth birthday this week with a bus trip to show off some of its success stories. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Land Bank officials and others visited demolition sites, a community garden, and renovated rental housing, like Sam Reppy's conversion of a dilapidated building on Burnett Ave into apartments and a storefront business.
The kitchen's going to be there. There were walls here, Ellen. You can just about see where they were. This was all chopped up. You can see where the wall ended here. There was a big wall here. And this is all brand new.
Reppy has already sunk more than $100,000 in the circa 1980 building and is a big fan of the land bank approach to revitalizing city neighborhoods by buying tax-delinquent properties and either demolishing them or selling them.
This is how you rebuild neighborhoods, one property at a time, one investor at a time.
Since it was established 5 years ago, the Greater Syracuse Land Bank has bought 1,338 properties, sold 450 of them, and demolished more than 175 blighted buildings. That adds up to more than $17 million in private investment and $800,000 a year in property taxes. Executive Director Caitlin Wright says the land bank is bearing fruit after 5 years, but looking forward finds itself in a bind after city lawmakers slashed $1.5 million in funding for the land bank out of this year's city budget.
We'll be able to continue projects like this with investors that are going to come in and renovate, and those success stories will continue, but we're way backed up on demolitions. We've got 300 properties that need to come down. That's $6 million of expense that we're looking at. We don't have $6 million to take down those buildings.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.